In his address to the nation, President Bola Tinubu extended his condolences to the Nigerians whose relatives have lost their lives in the protests.
I am especially pained by the loss of lives in Borno, Jigawa, Kano, Kaduna, and other states, the destruction of facilities in some states, and the wanton looting of supermarkets and shops, contrary to the promise of protest organizers that the protest will be peaceful across the country.
Tinubu emphasized his commitment to public order, highlighting his constitutional duty to protect the lives and property of all citizens. He called on the protesters to suspend further demonstrations.
Under the circumstances, I hereby enjoin protesters and the organizers to suspend any further protest and create room for dialogue, which I have always acceded to at the slightest opportunity. Nigeria requires all hands on deck and needs us all, regardless of age, party, tribe, religion, or other divides.
Tinubu said the economic reforms his government has undertaken, including the removal of fuel subsidies and the abolition of multiple foreign exchange systems, were needed to remove a noose around the economy. However, many Nigerians blame those reforms, which were meant to cut the government's debt, for rising hardships across the country. The protesters want the government to ease the economic problems, which include a rapidly rising cost of living, high unemployment, and a plunging currency. There were mixed reactions to the president's address. Ezenwanwagu, chairman of the group Partners for Electoral Reform, said there was no established way for the president to engage with the protest organizers.
The president simply addressed general issues, especially as it has to do with some of his accomplishments, his assumption to office. And the basis for that is that there are no recognized platforms of engagement, because the issues by the so-called protesters are also general.
Emmanuel Ibini is the national president of the organization Vanguard for Transparent Leadership and Democracy. He said the president's speech did not talk about the protesters' demands.
Personally, I did not find his address, with due respect, inspiring at all. It did not address in any way the genuine concerns of millions of Nigerians who are facing undeniable hunger, hopelessness, and frustration. Mr. President would have to go back and reject his strategies.
Tinubu's speech came after calls from some stakeholders and the opposition parties to address the protesters. The End Bad Governance protests kick-started August 1 across Nigeria, driven by public dissatisfaction with current economic and social conditions. There have been reports of more than 17 killed in protest-related violence around the country. The Inspector General of Police on Friday said the deaths include at least one police officer. For VOA News, from Abuja, Nigeria.